In Haiti, the death toll from the cholera epidemic that has broken out there has officially surpassed 1,000, according to figures released today, although unofficial figures put the toll much higher. Last week, the medical charity Doctors Without Borders said the response to the crisis from the numerous government and non-government agencies has been inadequate. The group called for a concerted effort to build latrines, provide safe water supplies, remove bodies, and educate the population on how to treat the disease. The head of Mission for Doctors Without Borders in Haiti is Stefano Zannini. He spoke to Charles Collins about the situation.
But what is happening, briefly, is that the total number of cholera cases is still increasing with different trends, depending on the part of the country. The most critical areas at that moment are Port-au-Prince, the capital city, Gonaïves in the Artibonite department, and the cities of Cap-Haïtien and Port-au-Prince. Especially in Port-au-Prince, the slum called Cité Soleil, located in the north of the city, shows the most critical situation. Since last Friday, we are regularly seeing more than 200 patients a day. And we are waiting for a peak arriving at the end of next week, between 26 and 29 of November. Now, the second point, what is lacking is all of these actions and activities, non-medical, that are needed to respond effectively to a cholera outbreak. What I mean, concretely speaking, is waste management. Management of dead bodies, assure that people access to clean and drinkable water, transport of patients, installation of a good network of oral rehydration points. And all of these actions are very concrete, quite easy to realize, but there is no sign of a concrete response from all the international and national actors present in the country.
Well, you say that there's nothing happening, yet we all know, how to put this bluntly, there are lots of people there now, lots of aid groups, both government and NGOs. Why is there no coordination on this matter?
I don't think that there is a problem of coordination. I think it's a problem of reactivity. I think that the main objectives of an humanitarian aid organization is to respond quickly, effectively, and in a pertinent way to the needs of the population. Médecins Sans Frontières, we have been able to respond within the first 24 hours after the first case has been recorded. The problem is that today, 5 weeks after this first case, I can't see a lot of other actors involved on that. And I don't think it's a problem of money. I don't think it's a problem of means. I think it is just a problem of reactivity.
What can be done then? I mean, who's in charge?
I think that the final responsibility to respond to a natural disaster or an epidemic is on the national authorities, so the government. I think that the government wants to take the lead, is trying actually to take the lead, but we always we all know the lack of means and sometimes the lack of capacity and technical expertise of them, and I think this is the reason why this country is internationally known as the Republic of NGOs. My question is about where all of these actors are and how and why they don't provide concrete actions to support the operational lines of the government.
I've been hearing stories of protests and riots. What is the impact of this violence on the cholera?
It is clear that we are entering in the last week before the elections, and we will expect an increase of violence in the country. The problem is that as far as the violence will increase, we will probably face two problems. The first one is the increase of medical needs on the hospitals, wounded people in general. And the second point is the difficulty for the population to access healthcare, especially for the patients affected by cholera. We have to take into account that cholera can kill within the first 24 hours. And this is why it is critical that people have the possibility to access to healthcare. What I can say about the last experience we had some days ago in Capaisian is that all the city have been blocked by protesters and riots. We had the possibility to speak with the leaders of these riots to explain what the role of MSF is, what the action of MSF is about. And they gave us the possibility to continue running our activities and to make access to medical care possible for the population.